Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to another episode of USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. I know it's a long title, but it's cracking. We're here with Moosey Boy. What's going on, man?
What's happening with you?
Man, all good, bro. Up here chilling in the shop, enjoying the sun rays. What's going on down there? You in ATL? You in Augusta?
I'm in Augusta. Augusta, GA. All
right. The Garden City. Well, I appreciate you coming on, man. We got a lot to talk about. The new single that's blowing up right now is called Work. Y'all ain't heard of Moosey Boy? Augusta, Georgia's finest, the Garden State. He says not the average city. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Moosey. I'm going by Moosey Moowalk right now. I think I'm trying to read the feed. My sister is born and raised from Augusta, GA. Been spitting for a while. Took it serious about maybe 5-6 years ago. I'm just trying to get this work, man.
Work.
That's it.
All right.
Trying to get the work.
So what I want to do is, I wanna let everybody know, like, where you come from, you know, the work you're putting in right now, and then we take it to the future as far as where you see yourself, you know, what you got going on in the works recently, like coming up pretty soon, and also in the far future, like 5 years in the game, where you see yourself. So we'll start with where you've been, and you know, it seemed like you started with the sports. It's real heavy in the sports, right?
Yeah. I played ball for a little minute, basketball. I was a PG and until I hurt my knee, dead rolling it out there, and but after that, I was really heavy into music since like '92. When I was about six, and I stole his Snoop Doggy Style album out there, and I stole it because of the cover was so the cover caught my eye. And,
yeah, it's like a cartoon cover.
Yeah, and when I was six, I knew the whole album from the end to the beginning, and that's when I just the music just took over.
You and me both, bro. You and me both. That Doggy Style is the shit. Like, every song, you know? I think back then, I probably was, like, writing lyrics down, you know what I'm saying, making sure I knew all of them.
Yeah, I used to do that with, I think it was a Cash Money album. It was a Big Timers album, matter of fact. I think it might have been I Got That Work. And
right.
I wrote lyrics down to memorize them.
So what made you, like, how'd you make that transition from the sports to, like, kind of dipping and dabbing with the music?
I played a little college ball before I dropped out at Voorhees College in South Carolina. And it's a little HBCU college. And after I hurt my knee, I had a friend that I met. He was a matter of fact, he was a I want to say a more positive rapper. He didn't want to be called no Christian rapper, but he wanted to be called positive. So he was a more positive, but he could spit though, like. And so he kind of helped motivated me to make the music, and we got a little song out called Holding On. It's a Simply Red sample. And we had cut a little joint about maybe 4 years ago with that. And we shot that. Shot a video in studio performance at Post Recording.
So at first that was like your only song?
Nah, before that, I dropped a mixtape called It's Just a Mixtape. And but when I met him, that's when I dropped it around that time. So it had to be like 2007. And
do you remember? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, do you remember your first studio experience?
Yeah,
like actually recording something?
Yeah. I was at Bizzle Beat Studio. He's a pretty known, he's from Philly, but he stayed out here in Augusta. But he had a studio, and my boy Sada P, I met. He took me over there, and I was nervous. And that was my first time recording inside a studio. And I had recorded, it was a Jack for Beat. And I don't know if you know that Alley Boy, when Alley Boy had just came out around that time, he had dropped that Fold. And I had recorded that song called Fucked Up. And so I had spit it, and he's like, he from Philly, so he got an accent. And he's like, damn, Moosey boy. Damn, son, that was hot. You got a lot of potential. And, but yeah, that was it. It made me, it was a nervous process. But after that, man, it's going in, get straight in business, man. Going in, get this work done. Yeah.
All right. So your main inspiration at first was your homeboy to really do it. Can you remember the point where you was like, man, I really could do this as like a full-time job? Like, what push you in that direction? Like, do you remember, like, any instance where you was like, I gotta make this happen?
I say, like, when my homeboy, that's my best friend, he every song I make, I send it to him, cause he a teacher actually, so he deal with a lot of teenagers and a lot of kids and the youth. So he let them listen to it, and they get to gravitating to it, and that let me know if it's on, it's on. If it's not, then it's not, you know.
And, oh, man, you got a research group.
Yeah, you know, before I even, like, put anything out, I try to get everybody's opinion from age, race, all that.
That's what it is. And then you just dropped the album not too long ago, right?
Yeah, Midnight Decisions. I had dropped that last year in May on my daughter's birthday. And it took me a while, because I wanted the sound to go with the name Midnight Decisions. I wrote that based off life experiences. The single Midnight Decisions, I actually wrote that driving one night after I left this girl house. And, like, all the events in it, yeah, all the events in it is true. So if anybody out there listening, y'all go on iTunes or any streaming service, digital download service, and go get that. And but it's cool. 12 songs, straight heat.
What song was that when you was leaving the girl house and you told that story?
It's called Midnight Decisions.
Okay, so that's the title, title track.
The title of the project is Midnight Decisions, and the song, which is the last song, is called Midnight Decisions. So.
Word. All right, so definitely go and get that on iTunes. You can hit him up on his Twitter, Real Moosey Boy. Moosey Boy is spelled M-O-O-S-I-E. Just hit him up on Facebook, Moosey Muwap. All right. So, yeah, let's get into this work, man. You and the homie Rocket Slim.
Yeah.
Just dropped a new twerk song called Work.
Yeah.
So how did that come about, brother?
He actually one of my partners, man, and on a label I'm on called Drop Zone Inc. He one half of the Rocket Gang. It's him and his other partner, Rocket Cool. But me and him came, our engineer Soup. He had bought five instrumentals from a producer that's pretty good down here, named Juice That Fool. And he came to me and said, "Muwap, man, we got the hit, we got the banger right here." So I listened to that. At first I ain't like it. And because those ain't my type of instros. But he's like, "Man, you're perfect voice on it." So I sat around listening to it for about a week, trying to just get into it. And I just got to writing while I was at work one night. Went to the studio the next day, dropped it. Yeah. We recorded this about at the top of the year, actually. Recorded this at the top of the year. And like I say, I shot it around to a couple people and got their thoughts on it. And before I even put it out. And that's how it is, so, right there.
So what's the concept behind the song?
It's supposed to be like a strip club twerk type of groove. My boy Slim, he he do all the medicinal stuff, and you know, he throw him back and all that. And so I'm too laid back for all that. So, but the direction we're going in is strip club, money in the air, all that.
Yeah, man. Speaking of money, do you ride around a lot with just like hundreds on the floor of the car?
Yeah.
I saw the video, bro.
Yeah.
Let everybody know what that's about.
I did that, man, to let my fans know and people know, hey, I had $100 for anybody who downloaded that Midnight Decision Project. I mean, I feel, hey, I probably can help out somebody pay some bills or something. Buy their kids some school clothes or whatever.
Man, that's huge. Is that still going on?
I actually just had a little giveaway because kids down here just school last week. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do a bit like the mother rappers.
Man,
giving back.
Independent.
Yeah.
Independent. So, yeah, y'all make sure y'all go to iTunes and search Moosey Boy or the Moosey Luwak Midnight Decisions. Go ahead and grab that album, man. Support a dope independent artist, you know, and just check out some good music more than anything.
You got some
new music you just dropped, right, that Whip It Out, right?
Yeah, that's dropping Labor Day.
On Labor Day. Ooh, and we got the exclusive today.
We're
going to drop that exclusive. All right, so what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and let them check out that Whip It Out. I'm going to play it in a second. Just explain the concept behind, like, what it's about, and then go ahead and introduce it, and I'm going to play it.
Concept, my boo Slim came up with. Smoking, and his old lady was actually whipping the cake batter. She was whipping the cake for his little girl birthday, and she was in the kitchen, and the instrumental came on, and he was like fish scale in the pot. Now I got to whip it out, and after that shit, it was just it was over. And hey,
so that's ill. Because the first thing that comes to my head is the cocaine, you know.
Yeah.
Inspired from a kid's party cake. That's what
that's
creative.
And shout out to the boy, my boy, Trey Kitty for the graphics. He local too, man. He actually making moves, so. With the graphic design, and he make the beats too. Shout out to 424 for the Whip It Out too. He produced.
Yeah, that's an ill beat, dude. 424 beast.
Oh yeah. He stupid with it. Gone with it.
All right, go ahead and introduce him.
Yeah. It's Rocket Slim, Whip It Out. Check it out, dropping Labor Day.
Here we go.
Solo attack. 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 that you really wanna make it home. I'm dumping ashes on the kitchen floor. This gon' clean your nose, I got that mopping glow. Cooking funny, you just call me Slimmy Honor. And the way I whip the city's gon' bring plenty honor. Hey, yeah, I tell your sister, so I tell your mama. Woo, trap a lean, poking, cook it up and shuffle. Hey, swing my bag, go down the bitch jumping. Woo, crooked ass, slim, no goody, up and something. Dropping bones in the bag, and plus you know I'm dumping. Plus the thing gon' make it drain like I'm good with plumbing. Woo.
I drown it all off in the pot, solo attack.
Solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot, solo attack.
Solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot, solo attack.
Solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot, and solo attack.
Solo attack. Solo attack.
Big scale in the pot, now I got 'em whipping out. Big scale in the pot, now I got 'em whipping out. Big scale in the pot, now I got 'em whipping out. Big scale in the pot, now I got 'em whipping out.
Got me whipping these babies in the pot, same color my shirt. Cut it with a pill up in the drill. They ain't looking how they really feel. 10, 20, 8, 9, 7. Hot boys, get it how you live. Make money, more problems, nigga. You ain't talking that wallet, nigga. I don't even wanna holler, nigga. Man, I do this shit for my daughters, nigga. Man, I do this shit for my love familiar. Out of bounds, man, these niggas kill you. Like the balls of these niggas steal you. Got the digital, can you feel me? Throw back this comfort. Lights out the block bumping. Bass in the trunk. Got the Terminator pump. 10 going for them 20s. And them 20s like monkey nuts. Shout out to Bun B. Rest in peace, Chad Butt. Whoa.
I drown it all off in the pot. Solo attack.
Solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot. Solo attack.
Solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot. Solo attack.
Solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot. Solo attack.
Solo attack. Solo attack.
Big scale in the pot. Now I got 'em whipping out. Big scale in the pot. Now I got 'em whipping out. Big scale in the pot. Now I got 'em whipping out. Big scale in the pot. Now I got 'em whipping out.
Whip it out. Whip it out.
That shit ill.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
that shit
it.
Go hard, hoping, man.
Hey, I'm hoping that shit do some numbers there. Yeah.
Man, that shit ill as hell.
Fish scale in the pot, now I gotta whip it out.
Oh, man. You can put that next to anything that's out there right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was also engineered by my boy Soup. Drop Zone.
So you said that's gonna drop on the 4th?
Yeah, Labor Day.
Alright. Labor Day, we got some hot music coming.
Yes, sir. Everywhere.
And then they should go to they can just find that it's gonna be all over the internet, all mobile, all online retailers.
Yes, sir.
All right, so
yeah, well,
Spotify, iTunes,
all that. Music, Google, all that.
All right, word. So, man, we talked about your past, you know, with sports and, you know, first time in a booth, spitting, nervous, to a veteran right now, which you are, and, you know, talked about work. Go ahead and cop that work, y'all. We listened to an upcoming song, and it's called Whip It Out. Whip It Out! And, you know, just dropping on Labor Day. So let's talk about your future, like what you got going on for the rest of 2017. Like, what should we be looking out for?
I'm finna drop an EP, and I'm probably about 2 to 3 more months. Trying to get a couple more songs and a few more mixing done, but I'm gonna call that. I want to call it just what it takes to make it, and I'm just working on Midnight Decisions too. And I'm gonna try to have that, if not at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, to start the year off right. And so that's what I got coming. I got videos coming too. And so,
You rocking any shows?
No, I had a show a few months back. I
stunner. I ain't got nothing coming up. Just working right now. I'm also a video director, so I got a video shoot actually when I get off the phone with you. And So I'm all around it. I had 3 videos last week, 2 this week. So I'm just getting it anywhere I can.
Okay. So for the long run, let me ask you a question I'd like to ask everybody is, do you think the best thing is to stay independent, like have an independent label, make your own money, or, you know, sign a deal and let them distribute and, you know, market and you just sit back and get famous? Like, what's the right deal?
Me personally, I'm going to stay independent. I got my own label, True Value Music Group, because I believe in the value and the quality of the music. And, I mean, I don't knock nobody for taking a deal. I mean, shit, if I'm fucked up and shit, if my mama get up out the hood and up into the woods, then shit, I probably take a deal my damn self.
That's kind of like the last yeah, choice, though.
Yeah. But I'd rather be independent, man, because it just shows the work ethic. It makes it mean that much more. And I mean, can't nobody tell you nothing if you own both.
All right, so go ahead and hit everybody. We're about to get out of here in about 2 minutes. Let everybody know where they need to hit you up at, where they need to go and get that Midnight Decisions Part 2 when you drop that, and this work and this Whip It Out.
Grab that Midnight Decisions off of Moosey Boy, Moosieboy. Off iTunes, Google Play, and the digital download, same as that work. Whip It Out dropping September 4th, Labor Day. So go cop that, Rocket Slim, Moosa Moowop. Follow me on Instagram, Moosa Moowop. Twitter, Real Moosa Boy. Facebook, Moosa Moowop. My video page, King Visions. All one word, KINGVISIONZ. That's my direct page.
And of course, we're going to have all of this information in one place. A little bit later, we're going to drop that work. So y'all can go ahead and get that from USA Blog Network, USABangers.com, ATLBangers.com, in New York, Chicago. It's going to be everywhere in a second. So I really appreciate you coming on the show, brother. Man, really dope music. Salute to everything you're doing as an independent artist, man, the grind.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate you having me, man. Mean a lot.
All right, bro. And anytime you're trying to come to the show, you know, we do a thing, it's called 6 Sundays every third Sunday. So just let me know.
All right, I got you. Every third Sunday?
Every third Sunday.
All right, I got you.
Let me kick it with your boy.
I'm there. All
right, bro. We out of here.
Oh.
All right, man.
Rocky. Hey. Truck. Go! I drop it all off in the pot and told her what's that. Fish scale in the pot, now I gotta whip it out. Fish scale in the pot, now I gotta whip it out.
but you really wanna make it home. I'm dumping ashes on the kitchen floor. This gon' clean your nose, I got that mopping glow. Cooking funny, you just call me Slimmy Homer. And the way I whip the city's gon' bring plenty home. Hey, yeah, I tell your sister, so I tell your mama. Woo, trap a lean pumpkin, cook it up and shuffle. Hey, swing my bag, go down the bitch jumping. Woo, crooked ass, slim, no goody, yuck, it's something. Dropping bones in the bag, and plus you know I'm dumping. Nothing ain't gon' make it drain like a good with plumbing. Woo.
I drown it all off in the pot, solo attack.
Solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot, solo attack.
Solo attack, solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot, solo attack.
Solo attack, solo attack.
I drown it all off in the pot, and solo attack.
Solo attack, solo attack.
Fish scale in the pot, now I gotta whip it out. Fish scale in the pot, now I gotta whip it out. Fish scale in the pot, now I gotta whip it out. Fish scale in the pot, now I gotta whip it out.
Got me whipping these babies in the pot, same color as my shirt. Cut it with a pin up in the drill. Yeah, look at how they really feel. 10, 20, 8, 9, 7. Hot boys, get it how you live. Make money, more problems, nigga. You ain't talking that guala, nigga. I don't even wanna holler, nigga. Man, I do this shit for my daughters, nigga. Man, I do this shit for my love familiar. Out of bounds, man, these niggas kill you. Like the balls of these niggas steal you. Got the digital dope, can you feel me? Throw back this comfort. Lights out the block bumping. Bass in the trunk. Got the Terminator pump. 10 going for them 20s. And them 20s like monkey nuts. Shout out to Bun B. Rest in peace, chat butt. Whoa.